There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
That's very good, Richie. I'm impressed.
Are we interrupting?
We are. Well, actually, what I'm doing is interrupting the music because I'm sitting here looking at the clock. Tick, 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 tick. And all of this important stuff that we have to talk about on Michael Inventions is going by the wayside because we're listening to ding, 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 ding. Akos Tancura, John Cremins, Doug Steffen, this week's My Cool Inventions, Monday through Thursday, and then the big event on Friday, culmination of a week, of a month's worth of contests, putting the winners of the last three Fridays together. You can still vote on last Friday's contestants if you want. That'd be nice. Go to dreambigamerica.us and vote there for the one of the three parties that was presenting. Did a nice job. Excuse me, you... I don't know what you guys thought, because we get to the end of the program. I don't like to have you prejudice the folks listening who may be voting or thinking of voting for one of the three contestants. But when we put a little, there's a little dirt between us now, a little road between last Friday and today. So when we go back to Gert Kutzer, or Kutzer, who had that grill, you guys loved that grill, but it looked to me like it was pretty expensive. And yeah. I was trying to figure out, they put everything into it, in essence. When this fellow built, his name was, as I said, Kutzer, it sort of looks like they were building a backyard.
Right.
Yeah. In a sense. So it was pretty expensive, but you guys both wanted one.
Well, yeah.
Yes, of course.
Well, yeah.
We fire. We love fire.
Really?
We love cooking food.
Yeah, we love meat on fire.
Really? burning flesh.
On fire.
Is that it? Yeah.
I have put your local Burger King.
That's delightful.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. No.
All right. So he's up for consideration. People voting for him. It's a grill, a fire pit, and an eating table all together. You can check that out at either, I guess, go to the dreambigamerica.us website. You can see all three of these candidates who are there. The story in pictures of their operation and them. Tom Raminga, who has the flush down. Man, that guy's gotten more mentions on this show in the last month than I think anybody else, John, don't you?
Yeah.
He's done. Well, see how that works out. That's what, having the toilet top down?
Did we prejudice something last Friday?
How do you mean? No, I don't know. No, I'm saying I didn't want to prejudice. Sometimes we all have what we like. It was what?
Yeah. It was too hard not to, though.
Yeah, right.
You really, I mean, because there were really some pretty cool inventions on Friday.
Yeah, right.
You know? Well,
that's the whole idea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was no golf inventions. What was up with that?
Yeah. You know what? We just got another 50 in, though. So
we were thinking of going all golf all the time.
These guys, they love to give me the zingers. I said to them, it was the last week of the week before, I said, John, can we do away? Can we be done with all the golf inventions, for God's sake? Let's get on to something else that purposeful, like the flush down. Anyway, that was the second thing that we had profile last Friday. And then there was this easy swirl, which I didn't understand. I don't get why anybody would be interested in that at all.
I didn't get that. I understood the concept. I just understand why you would want to do it.
Yeah. Well, maybe that was what I was saying.
Like, what do I mix in the morning that requires this non-motorized mixing?
No, I think you have to have something that actually moves. It has to move in the inside, and you don't get it completely mixed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
is?
Those little stainless steel ball mixers that we've sold thousands of on HSN.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who made those?
You'll be happy this week, though. We have all new, very cool inventions from every spectrum known to man.
And starting today, Margie Farago has a computer keyboard heater. Now, that means when you touch the computer, it won't be cold, it'll be warm?
Well, no, it looks like a heater that goes underneath your monitor.
Really?
And it blows gentle, warm heat on your hands. A lot of people get bothered by cold offices, right?
You should hear John whine about it. It's crazy.
Well, it gets cold here sometimes. But my hands need to be ice.
Is John a whiner? I'm not sure that.
No,
He's a subtle reminder. He's going to whine at you. But he does make it clear when he's unhappy. So it's not a whiner.
Yeah.
It's more of a direct approach.
Yeah. Remember the whiners from...
Wendy and Winnie?
Saturday Night, yeah. Was that
Wendy and Winnie Weiner?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, never like that.
Wendy and Winnie Weiner.
I have nobody in my life that's like that. And there's a reason why.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
But I have, you know, I've had nerve damage in my hands.
Have
my motorcycle riding. And I've had, operations on both, for not just carpal tunnel, but also tendon problems in my hands and stuff. So when it gets really, really, really cold, I mean, I can't feel anything except for heat every once in a while.
In other words, you're numb. Is that what you're telling us?
Kind of. In my hands. I don't feel anything. Every once in a while, just a nice warm heat on my hands can actually make them feel better.
You could sit on your hands and then they'd be warm.
Not even close. I've actually grabbed a fire pit with my hands and not felt the heat.
Wow, what a man.
Well, no, it's just because I can't feel heat. But
speaking of smell of burning flesh.
Oh, that's not right. But it's kind of that way. So something like this, for people that get cold when they're typing and stuff, and because their office is always cold, especially now during the winter, this is going to be perfect for them.
Yeah, it's so cold down in Tampa. Well, you had 30 degrees last week. What's it up to today?
Well, last night when I was looking at the sunset out on the beach, it was like 78 degrees.
Yeah, it was up to 80.
It really was bad.
Raining here in California last night.
I had my top down. I was driving around.
Okay, all right. You're just annoying people that are everywhere around the country listening to this.
Had an ice cream cone. I mean, it was great.
Tomorrow, the pedicure pedestal will be profiled. So I'm figuring this is all about taking good care of your feet. That looks interesting.
Yeah.
Health and fitness battle stations on Wednesday.
Kind of a tech thing for fitness.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. And then a weed spinner. No, there are a lot of ways that people come up with getting rid of weeds, including burning them. You know that there's a device around now that uses propane, and you actually don't need something special, but there are some special tools that are made and used on the farm that they're actually pretty large machines that you can tow behind the tractor with a big propane tank, and they shoot flames out as you go through the rows of corn or beans or whatever you're growing.
Awesome.
And they burn up.
I mean, that's the ultimate. We're just going to burn it. We don't want to pull the weeds. We're going to burn it.
Oh, see, it's fire.
Yeah, more fire.
It's all right.
So last week, we had Tom. Let's see. It wasn't Tom who won last week. Is it? Who won last week? I thought it was
John Keeter.
Keeter, yes.
The Magna Clip.
Yes, Magna Clip, yep.
Okay. All right, yep, got it. All right, so he'll be on the Michael Inventions a week from Friday as we start the new month. But in the meantime, that Magna Clip was something that John was very excited about. It's too bad that we could have had another moment like we did in the Oscars last night when Neil Patrick Harris walks out on stage and
Was it funny?
A lot of people thought it was too much.
Well, it was basically, he was making fun of the movie Birdman, right?
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, if anything, I could never have done that. I mean, he's a lot better
shape
than I am.
But you don't have a body like that, do you?
No. No. Well, I used to. Many years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And then he woke up.
Yeah. I was always thin. I was like 128 pounds when I was in radio.
Really?
And then the first home show, when I moved to Florida, I was 128 pounds.
I was born 128 pounds.
Right. Yep. That reminds me of what Akos just said was kind of cute. It probably went over most people's heads. And then he woke up. All I could think of when you said that was, last night I had a wonderful dream about you. Last night.
Congratulations, guys. This is the phrase that makes Doug remember a 40-year-old song.
Well, Johnny. It's the phrase that pays. All right.
Doug goes
to
the Wayback Machine for an old
latest day. Crowdfund success. You can be now excused, Mr. McFadden. You're excused. The crowdfund device, the Impossible Project Instant Lab Printer. Have you seen these? Look these up, John. Google this. The Instant Lab Printer. It's available only for an iPhone. It's now compatible with the 5, 6, and 6 Plus, apparently, and you can use it with an Android. It allows users to open a photo on their phone using this Instant Lab app and place the phone screen down on the device. It prints it immediately. It costs $249. And it came about as a result of a crowdfund. And the reason that I bring it up is because it's one of those things. We are here to encourage entrepreneurialism. We're here to encourage new upstart companies. We're here to encourage inventions. And so I'm wondering who it was that came up with this, but whoever it was not connected to any big company because they had to get a crowd fund. I don't know if it was Kickstarter or Indiegogo or whatever one they used in order to get the dough to make this device, and now it is a superstar.
Yeah, so they're selling it for what, $249?
$249, yep, right.
I don't... You know,
you got to buy a cradle, too.
Yeah, but so many phones already have. So many phones already have a Bluetooth capability where they can hook up to any printer.
Right.
You have a wireless printer. You have an app on your phone that you get one for free, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
It can actually hook up to a printer anywhere in your office if it's wireless, and it'll print it out.
Almost every printer company has this app where it just says, okay, what's on your phone? You want to print this? Cool. Send it to the printer.
So I'm looking at this going, okay, so I got this little adapter that's on top of a printer that they made that it looks like a phone, but I'm going to turn my phone upside down, put it on there, and then it's going to print out a square picture, mind you. It's not going to print out the nice wide pictures that you get, the high definition pictures you get with an iPhone 6 or a 6 Plus or even an iPhone 5. So, this is a lot of money for nothing. I mean, it really is. I mean, because
you've been quiet. Are you leaving this to John?
Yeah,
he's like crowd funds. That's all. I mean, I don't know.
I know. I admire that in you, and I like just John's right. Yeah. So I can't extol more than
really?
Extol.
There's a first, right? That
when it comes to technology, he's right.
He is good at that. I agree with you. He's very good. Yeah. I'm impressed with how he has taught himself, frankly. And with only weighing 128 pounds, imagine how much his brain must have weighed at the time when he started learning all this stuff.
If you guys can just tell me what this internet thing you guys keep talking about is, I'll be fine.
18 after the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, two of the sweetest guys I know. Hey, Costa and Cora, John Crimmins, Doug Steffen on My Cool Inventions Radio. All right, so ACOS has been at this for quite a long time, and I wonder how we're here to present, and we'll meet a new inventor, entrepreneur, Margie Farrago, in a few minutes. When people come to you and ask for a story, or when you think of the successful inventors that you come across, what do you give them? I mean, you've talked to most of these people. There are so many aspiring inventors, and you come across them in your travels and your pitches. What is it that they most want to know from you?
They want to know if their product is going to make it. That's how everybody, you know, that comes to me. They say, and this is a good point. How do I know that? Because we make mistakes. John and I screw up all the time. For example, yeah. John and I were just looking at one. We passed on the chair gym. Remember the chair gym? I actually believe the chair gym was on our show here.
Yes, it was.
The chair gym where you sit down. Remember Doug, and you have the thing and you lift it up in the arms. And they came to us and said, well, we can put it on HSN. Is it any good? And I said, no. It's not going to sell.
It was kind of high priced. Yeah. It was just kind of.
Did we ever make a mistake?
It was trendy. Really?
Oh my gosh! It's been a today's special value in HSN. It sold millions and millions and millions of dollars. Oh my gosh! A buddy of mine, Frank Montemaro, he picked it up, right?
Oh my gosh!
He picked it up, and I'm sitting there going, I knew I'd made a mistake when I was at the every month they have this little area where you can go teach the call center, and you put up a little display. I can't remember what it's called, but and there it was, the chair gym as next month's today's special value. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I passed on that, and I deliberately went on air and looked at it. It sold like stink. It was crazy.
It did.
I thought to myself, what do I know? So people always ask me, go back to your question, is my product going to sell? And unfortunately, you're only looking at our judgment. I think we get it right most of the time, but we do get it wrong. So I always tell people, learn, focus group, ask people. You've got to get the opinion of more people than just me and John.
So what happens if somebody comes to you and says, I'm going to quit my job and I'm putting everything into this?
Stop. Don't quit your job.
Don't stop.
Please. I mean, people always, I hear it all the time. In fact, we get this all the time. And, I just mortgaged my house because I bought another 20,000 pieces because I know it will sell. We hear that all the time. We're going, oh, no, stop doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
You save people in time, or you find some people have just gone
sometimes,
down to drink.
Sometimes we save them in time. Most of the times we don't. You know, we don't. Mm. We've had a lot of people situations.
Well, that's the pillow
the knee sleeper guy.
The knee sleeper guy just killed us.
What happened to that?
Well, he invested so much money.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Didn't we have him on?
Yeah, we did. He's the guy who you put on a sock that has a pillow attached to it.
Right.
And Lee Strebe was his name, right?
Yeah. And just a sad story. I mean, he was taken advantage by somebody that we know.
Really?
And that made it even worse for us. So
what really gets us going, if you want to get us really upset, what gets us going is when we see somebody making mistakes and willing to spend, like mortgage the farm to do it.
What about the dog thing?
Yeah, the same thing.
Can the barking dog.
Oh, my gosh. Can the barking dog is another example. There's a lady so passionate about her invention, and we said no. We said, it's not going to sell. Because she's so passionate, there are these sharks out there who are looking for people just like that.
Yeah,
and they talk them into mortgaging everything and give them their money to these people. And they don't give them anything in return and basically just take their money.
The guy took advantage of her, I think. I mean, you know, he did the focus group.
So how do these guys...
You do a focus group with 250,000 people every day.
The shark... How do these people find these inventors? How do these people that are inventing go to them, or do these sharks go find them?
See, that's the problem. Because it's very... That's why we started the radio program, because we don't charge anything to the inventor, and everybody charges them. And we just wanted to have a fair playing field. Everywhere we went, we saw, because inventors are passionate, and they're so passionate that they lose their minds and they lose focus. They get it's like, you know, I just invented the Black & Decker beauty kit. We sand off you sand off your wrinkles, and you look at the inventor and goes, you can't sand off wrinkles. Oh no, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to sand off wrinkles. I'm just making that up, but they get so passionate, and the more you say no, the more people
want to
take advantage of me.
Yeah. All right. Well, some words of advice and wisdom from two fellows who have done this for a long time. They're going to work over, in a nice way, Margie Farrago. The computer keyboard heater seems to have John all charged up. So we'll get to that in the next half hour as another new inventor presents himself and herself here on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Our nation was built on dreaming big. But will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant.
Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestions out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now, My Cool Inventions Radio, I'm Doug Steffen with Akos Jankura and John Cremins. I was going to say Siemens. I don't know why. I was thinking about drinking. And it just
electronic company, I think.
Yeah, right. But they also, isn't there such a thing as, it's Seagram's. I don't drink, so I'm just thinking, isn't there a whiskey Canadian or bourbon?
That's a Canadian firm, I believe, Seagram.
Is it?
Yeah. Big rich.
Yeah, of course. There's no
they
other
made money the old-fashioned way during Prohibition.
Well, I don't, whiskey and ginger ale.
The problem with Canada is it doesn't have Florida.
That's true. I agree now. I agree.
No, all right.
That is
so,
a problem.
Do you believe, as I do, Richie's heard me espouse this any number of times for years and years, I've been saying that within our lifetime, maybe it'll be at the end of our lifetimes, but there will be one country, the United States of North America. It will include Canada and Mexico, along with all of our 50 states.
I've actually been to dinner with people from the government who actually lobby that every day.
Yeah.
The break up Canada, make Ontario a state, Quebec would just make it a country.
Yeah, keep the Frenchies by themselves, and then,
yeah, and then
the rest
the
of the
Maritimes will become a state, Alberta, and there's a lot of secession talk. Because Canada it's not actually, I correct you, Canada really isn't a country, it's kind of a loose confederation of provinces.
Yes.
And some of them just joined, and some of them could leave any moment. It's a loose confederation. The Ontario government has way bigger budgets and way bigger decision-making power than the federal government does.
Really?
We didn't do like you guys did, where we gave up all the state rights to have a one big strong federal government. The state governments are the provinces.
Well, the states don't like that because the Constitution doesn't really, it's sort of the opposite of what the Constitution in our country, I don't want to say guarantees, but presents. The option is for home rule. That was really what the strength was of our country. We set it up. Everybody sort of sets, the states set their own agenda, but now they're obfuscated by the feds, because the feds just want to control everything. These people are power crazed, and they just want to have bureaucracy. The president comes up with a new idea over the weekend to have a new food safety committee or agency that will, there are 15 agencies now in this country, 15 agencies that supervise the handling, production, sales, distribution of food. 15. So he wants to have, because they can't get the Food Safety Enhancement Act put through because it ruins basically all the agriculture in the whole country. So now these morons want to come up with some, okay, we'll have one agency. We won't get rid of the other agencies. We won't take the people out. We'll just put one new bureaucracy in charge of all the other 15 bureaucracies. So there'll only be one place to go to get information on food. You know, because the FDA takes care of the cheese on a pizza, and the USDA takes care of the tomatoes on a pizza, and some other agency takes care of the dough on the pizza. And if you get sick, the CDC comes in to find out, okay, what's wrong with the tomato or the cheese or the dough? And it's asinine. This country is run, and it's such a mess. And so, under the circumstances, one wonders how it is that we can make things better, and it just anecdotally, because I think that Canada, we all, many of us down here who don't know how Canada works, think it's a better place than America.
I can just tell you this, the best Americans are Canadians, that's what I can tell you.
I think, honestly, Canada would be a great backyard for the United States.
Oh, man, now you're just offending the Canadians.
Well, you got to do something the Mexicans, though, especially last night after the Academy Awards, the Mexican guy. Viva la Mexico!
Yeah, whatever.
Let it go. make them all the illegals, make them legal so they can work on our films. It was a good film. So we can't find Margie Farago.
Oh, okay. I understand that then. Okay, I understand.
How's that? Why? What do you mean you can't understand?
Well, I was just worried about you getting to her.
What's really weird about that is, she tried to, she got a hold of one of our associates here last night in an email and said that we hadn't contacted her, but. You know, now we're having a hard time getting her where she said she'd be.
Oh, well.
Where's she out of? What state? Where's she from? Oh, hello.
Let's try and ring her again.
This
is like dial for dollars.
Hello, show.
It'd be the dating game.
Wait, wake her up out of bed.
Thank you for calling Margie Fargo at Southwest Innovative Solutions. Sorry I missed your call. Please leave a message.
No.
Hey, let's leave a message.
Record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Go, John.
Margie, hey, it's John and Doug and we're Akos. Are you here?
Margie. I'm here.
In America.
We're all here waiting for you.
I think this must be your business number.
Call us.
Yeah, Margie.
Where are you? It's opportunity is knocking.
Yeah. Margie.
Knock, knock, knock,
knock. Margie. Margie, where are you, Margie?
Oh, no.
Margie. Last night I had a wonderful dream about you.
Oh, you're back.
Seriously.
So Doug, did you watch the Oscar one?
I did watch the Margie.
Her message still gone.
Oh, the message.
No, I hung up.
Margie, call us back. 800. What's our number? 888-302 Doug. All right. So meanwhile, the Oscars last night.
302 Doug?
Oh, yeah. All right. 888-302-3684.
Her number must have been wrong.
So go back to the Oscars.
You talk about the Oscars.
We had a lot of innovation Oscars. I was disappointed because there's a lot of innovative entrepreneurism type Oscars up. Like when you think about the Smart Minds, you think of The Imitation Game, and I was surprised that didn't get very many Oscars. And I love that movie, and I love it's one of my favorite books, the Turing book.
Isn't that the guy who decodes?
Yeah. Alan Turing.
I wanted to see that. Now, maybe get revived, come back, because I didn't see it the first time around, but I'd like to see it.
It's a good movie. It's a good movie.
Those sort of stories intrigue me.
It's a good book, too. By the way, the movie can't do the book justice, because the book, you can go on all kinds of topics. The book is fantastic.
How do you mean?
And it just goes through his life, and you see more of his genius in his life than the movie could. And the movie does portray him as a sort of a weird genius, but in the book, you really... Yeah, like John. Yeah. But in the book, he gets into more deeper sort of character development of his geniusness. And I guess Stephen Hawking's movie, that was great.
That movie was supposedly inspiring. But I find
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. I wasn't intrigued to watch it because it looked like a downer.
It's a happy movie. I mean, it's a sad movie, but it's amazing. It's a great job of acting. The guy did an incredible job acting. At the end, he thought he was Steve Hawkins. I mean, the guy was
the actor. That brings me around to a new invention that I saw when I was falling asleep on Saturday night. I had a PBS station on here in Southern California. And there was a fellow who was a prophet, one of the southern universities, if I remember this correctly. It's not important to the story as to where he was. But he's come up with this box that is supposedly an interpreter of the data that we're getting from the various satellite photo imagery comes back. We send the Hubble out, but there are now dozens of these. Most of them American, but some of them are from other countries that are way out, living out 10 years, 20 years, maybe even longer than that, that are aimed at getting pictures of the universe so they can try to figure out whether the universe started with a Big Bang or whether there's some other reason, or can we figure out, you know, how all these planets came to be and how all the galaxies came to be and why is there order to it. And so this particular invention finds, or at least the fellow who invented it, made a case for describing the universe as basically a box. It's not... I'm thinking universe... No beginning, no end, goes on forever.
Yeah,
there are more.
It being a box.
It's hard to visualize it. Right. I wish I could remember this fellow's name. You probably could Google.
It was NASA that did it. NASA released the largest picture ever taken, and it was 1.5 billion pixels in this image.
Holy cow!
Of the Andromeda galaxy.
Yeah. But there are more galaxies than you can count. There are more planets in our galaxy.
Yeah, when you look at this
galaxy
picture, I was looking at it yesterday. The immediate thing that strikes you is the amount of stars there are in the picture. It looks like pixels.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like sand.
But when you then couple that with the idea, the cognitive research that's done,
right,
to try to understand that there are more planets in our galaxy than you can count or see. And the Milky Way galaxy, which we're in, is one of the smaller galaxies, if not the smallest, that they found. You go into, and by the way, everything that we see in the heavens is pretty much from our galaxy. It's almost impossible to differentiate, though, when you get into that sort of depth, one galaxy from another. But pretty much as far as you can see in the night sky, that's all in our galaxy. And I'll bet you couldn't count all the stars you can see just with the naked eye, never mind with one of these newly enhanced, talk about inventions, these new these telescopes that are so detailed in what you can look and see. Here's planet X35829 out there. Who the hell knows?
Well, look at
John's a telescope expert. Amongst us, I bet you he's got the most knowledge on telescopes.
Oh, not only that,
what have you seen?
Well, because I've had a refractor telescope for a long time, and I actually prefer a refractor to this.
Explain what that is.
But I like the reflector telescope. Reflector telescopes are where you can look at it, the eyepiece is in the side, and then it literally, the image comes from, or the light that's gathered is from the top of the telescope, and it goes down to the bottom to a mirror, and then it's focused back to a lens that's on the side. Now, I've had one for years, and I absolutely love it, because, I mean, it gives you the amount of light that comes into a telescope allows you to see more. Mm-hmm. Now, you've seen some of those telescopes that are like thin, they're just a big tube, and that's about it, and the eyepiece is on the end. They don't have a lot of light gathering capability, so you're kind of limited as to what you can see in the stars and outside of the stars, even from other planets. But if you have one that's wider, that's a big rounded, like almost like a barrel type, just to give you kind of an easier description, a barrel type that gathers as much light as possible and hits that mirror, you see so much more.
But do you understand what you're looking at? What are you looking at?
Absolutely.
What are you looking at?
I've looked at the moons of Jupiter, Saturn. I've seen the rings of Saturn. I've seen Mars.
Yeah, but that's like throwing a rock across the street. That's not way out there. How far out do you think you can see?
You can see faint, tiny lights if you're out really away from light sources, because you really have to be. If you're in a city, you're not going to see it in the sky.
And some of these new ones, you just, on a screen, dial in what you you want to go see, and the telescope moves and finds it for you.
Yeah. I mean, I've actually been able to go, like, to the Cygnus cluster, where I have a planet named after
those. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on just a second.
Seriously?
Wait a minute. Are you one of those?
Cross.
At Christmas time,
yeah.
We always have an advertiser, the Star Registry.
Oh, do it.
And
it's cool, Doug.
You can name a star after someone you love, and you'll get a certificate of authenticity.
Yeah, I've done that, yeah. I have, so there's a star named after me. I actually own...
But who cares other than you?
It's not some gap, some dude in a printer in his mother's basement who is just totally stealing from you.
Because you can actually go to the registry. You can go to the registry, but then you can also go to the Library of Congress, and you'll actually find your star.
See the John Creeman star?
Oh, my God.
Look it up. Yeah, there's a John Creeman star.
You know what? Now I know I have a beat.
Your
name is on my star.
Here, and that's where I met you.
I got some swamp land in New Jersey. I want to sell you up for it.
You're going to love this because I actually own property on Mars.
Do you really?
There's an actual registry company that actually registers. Seriously, dude, I'm not kidding.
Man.
So I've got a little place of Mars that's, you know, John Creeman's patch.
Doug, can you see what you opened up now?
Truly
exposed the truth now.
Wait a minute. Instead of going to Tampa,
thought this was coast to coast, didn't you?
I'm going to come see you guys. I'm going to actually drive there.
He's going to have a deed from me for some property.
Instead of having a meeting in Tampa, I want to go to your star, John. See if you can arrange that for us.
Well,
listen,
what happened to your meeting? You're supposed to come down and see us. And you went the wrong way.
It's the weather.
Long story. 13 before the hour. My Cool Inventions Radio, John Creeman's, Akos Yankura, Doug Steffen.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. An Oregon man is suing Walmart for $13 million after pouring gasoline on a fire and creating a fireball that burned over half his body. His lawyer says he's suing Walmart because the retailer sold his client the gas can. Walmart's fighting the lawsuit, saying the can met safety standards and had a large warning stamped on it that cautioned against using gas to start fires. Not listed in the lawsuit is the company that actually made the gas can. Why? Only because it had already gone bankrupt because of lawsuits like this. Until that happened, the company had been the largest manufacturer of gas cans in America. It even supplied the U.S. military during World War II and literally helped fuel the Allied victory. Let's be fair, this company helped General Eisenhower destroy the Nazi war machine, but in the end, even though it was making a product used safely by millions, it couldn't defend itself against the barrage of lawsuits that have now become so common in America's courts. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
No way!
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A new terror threat aimed at shopping malls. The Department of Homeland Security is reacting. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. The terrorist group Al-Shabaab posting an online video over the weekend calling for attacks on Minnesota's Mall of America and other shopping malls in the U.S., Canada, and Great Britain. Officials at Mall of America and Canada's West Edmonton Mall say they are taking extra security measures, and while the Department of Homeland Security says it takes this threat seriously, they said they are not aware of any specific plot against shopping malls in the U.S. Meanwhile, the head of Homeland Security said he's preparing for his budget to run out.
We will have to furlough some 30,000 people. People on the front lines, aviation security, maritime security, will be forced to come to work without a paycheck.
On CNN's State of the Union, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said he's trying to get Congress to act on funding for a Homeland Security budget, but at this point he says Republicans and Democrats are pointing fingers at each other.
When I go to the Senate, they say it's not us, it's the House. I go over to the House side, talk to them. I go to the House and they say we passed our bill, it's not us, it's the Senate. So they're literally doing this right now. And we have, I think, 4 or 5 working days left to get this right.
Republicans have been trying to include a provision in the Department of Homeland Security funding bill that would reverse the president's executive actions on immigration, but Senate Democrats have blocked attempts to bring that bill to a vote.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
It's a new week on Wall Street with both the Dow and S&P starting out at new record highs. On Friday, the Dow was up 155 points to 18,141. S&P added 13 up to 2110. NASDAQ with a 31-point gain on Friday as well. The new work week getting off to an icy start across much of the West and the South. An Arctic cold front pushing south and east after dumping up to a foot of snow on Denver yesterday. Sleet and freezing rain making driving treacherous in parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Across the mid-Atlantic yesterday, lots of people were shoveling snow and slush with a temperature warm-up. Mike from Maryland said he doesn't mind.
I never minded shoveling snow.
Now?
Somewhat therapeutic. It's cheaper than counseling.
That's one way to look at it. And finally, let's talk Academy Awards. As seen on ABC last night, host Neil Patrick Harris opened it up with a production that seemed more Tonys than Oscars. More than 3.5 hours later, past midnight Eastern time, it was over. Along the way, there were many moments, including this one.
Benedict Cumberbatch. It's not only the most awesome name in show business, it's also the sound you get when you ask John Travolta to pronounce Ben Affleck.
Neil then introduced Idina Menzel, who in turn introduced John Travolta. Yes, the mistaken name flub that keeps on giving. Musical numbers, here's one that everyone's talking about. Lady Gaga belting it out. Her tribute to the 50th anniversary of The Sound of Music led to the onstage appearance of Julie Andrews herself. There were quite a few serious issues that surfaced during the evening as well, from civil rights to human rights, women's rights, and immigration reform. As for the three biggest awards of the night, all of which, as always, came at the very end, here we go.
The Oscar goes to Eddie Redmayne.
And the Oscar goes to Julianne Moore, still out.
The Oscar goes to Birdman.
And there you have it. The 87th Annual Academy Awards is history, unless Neil Patrick Harris wants to strip down to his underwear again and waste more time with his Oscar predictions in a briefcase enclosed in glass. Could have saved 20 minutes without that ridiculous routine. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.